Verge.
Stories are important because they are meaningful. And they are meaningful because they are memorable, powerful, and they personally connect us with each other. In this podcast, we take names, faces, hopes, and dreams of people of all walks of life. We are diverse with ages and races. You will have the opportunity to hear these stories in their own words. We believe your story and God's story will intersect with the stories of others. God's story is revealed through scriptures. Your story is revealed through experiences. Their story is revealed in life events. Our hope is that through this podcast, we will recognize that God uses every part of our stories, even the messy parts, to bring glory to Himself, draw His children close, and call others into His family. This podcast is the perfect intersection between your story and God's story. We believe you will leave here inspired, encouraged, and challenged to share your story with the world. Welcome to the Scriptures and Stories Podcast with your host, Rashawn Copeland.
Hey y'all, I'm Kirby and I'm from a little town in central Arkansas called Benton. I'm better known on social media as Kirby Madison, KirbyMadyson underscore. You can follow me under that name on Twitter and Instagram. Today I'm going to tell you about my testimony, which has really grown in this past year. So on December 16th, 2018, I received a phone call around 5 o'clock. It was from my grandma, and she was telling me that I needed to go to the hospital, that my mom had been shot and she was being med flighted. So I jumped out of bed, I got dressed, I called my boyfriend at the time, told him what happened. He came and picked me up and we started heading to the hospital. About halfway there, I got another phone call from my grandma saying that my mom's boyfriend had been the one to shoot and kill her, and then turned the gun around and shot and killed himself. At the time, we didn't know that she was going to die. We had hope. So I got to the hospital. They gave me my mom's phone. It had traces of blood on it. And of course, I unlocked it, and it said she had called 911 at 1:11 in the morning. The day before that, the whole night, I had told myself that I needed to call my mom and talk to her, that I hadn't talked to her very much that week. And things kept coming up, and so I kept putting it off and putting it off. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got home and I decided that I would call her the next day. And it broke me to know 11 minutes later, she was calling 911. After everybody got to the hospital, the doctor came in and told us that my mom's heart had stopped so many times and they had to resuscitate her, that they were going to put a do not resuscitate order on her. And so the next time her heart stopped, that was going to be it. So we went into the ER room. Her blood was all over the floor, all over the walls, all over her face, all on her hands. And she wasn't really looking like herself. And so I crumpled to the floor, and I can remember sitting there thinking, my mom is not going to be here on my wedding day. My mom is not going to be here when I have kids. She's never going to meet them. If I decide to go back to school and I graduate, she's not going to see me walk across the stage. Any accomplishments from this moment on, she will not be there for. Any heartbreak, any hard times, she will not be able to give me advice. And it broke me. The next day, we had decided that we weren't going to keep her on life support, that we were going to take her off. We were going to attempt to donate her organs. If her heart had stopped fast enough, we could donate them. If it didn't, then we could not. So on December 17th, We scheduled to take her off of life support the following day. We went home to get rest. We scheduled what time we were all going to be there. Right after we all left, my mom's brain swelled up and went completely brain dead, which in turn was a God thing because we could keep her on life support and keep her organs going so that it wasn't a big rush to donate them. It was much easier. And she ended up helping 3 people that way. I chose to look at that as a blessing and to spin that into positivity, to know that my mom lives in 3 people. She helps 3 people to have a better life today. So after coping with everything, I remember 2 months later, I found out my boyfriend of 3.5 years had cheated on me. When I asked him how he could do that to me, how he could do it right after my mom died, he responded with, "Your mom died 2 months ago." That just kind of shattered me. So that night, I was sitting at home, and I had recently been having panic attacks. I had been waking up in the middle of the night in a sweat. I would go run to the door to make sure that nobody was out there trying to break in and shoot me the way they did to my mom. I took the pills they prescribed to me for that, and I Googled what would happen if you took too many of them. And it said that you would die, but it would be a very uncomfortable death. You would hallucinate, you would hurt, you would possibly get sick. It would just be very, very uncomfortable. And so I took a handful of those pills. I texted my boyfriend, or my ex, and I was like, "Okay, if you could say one more thing to me, what would it be?" I was hoping for an apology, for anything, and he didn't answer. So I texted him back and I said, "You know what, it doesn't even matter, it's too late." After I took the pills, it hit me, what are you doing? Like, you are still here for a reason, God still has things for you to do, you have a purpose to fulfill, and like, why? Why would you even think this was a good idea? And so I threw up everything, and I just remember sitting by my bed crying because I was stuck between wanting to be with my mom and wanting to be with the rest of my family. At that time, my ex had come in, my friends and my brothers, and we all just sat there. Nobody really knew what to say. Nobody knew what to do because I've always been so happy and so positive that nobody really knows how to handle it when I break down. So after that, I started diving even more into church, and it felt like every Sunday I would go to church and the message would be tailored for me. It would hit me and I would just break down crying in the middle of church for probably a month after all of this. I did not immediately move forward from the breakup. I let it affect me for months. It made me mad. It made me sad, confused, hurt. All of these negative emotions were consuming me. When I wasn't thinking about that, I was thinking about how my mom died or how Joey wasn't around anymore. I just wanted to feel better again. And then eventually one day, I just had this Bible study and it hit me that everything happens for a reason. My mom fulfilled her purpose and she was no longer needed here. She had done what God put her on this earth to do and it was time for her to go home. And my mom had suffered from depression, from medical problems like heart problems. She was in and out of the hospital a lot. She went through a lot of depressing thoughts about whether or not she was even meant to be a mom because she adopted 4 of us and she was uncertain about things. And she was just getting more and more sad, and you could see it. And so I thought about the fact that she was in heaven and she was happy, and at least I had somebody looking down on me, helping me through all of this, even if she couldn't be here physically. I realized that God took people out of my life who were no longer helping me but hindering me because I had potential to reach that they would just hold me back from. And then 7 months later, I ended up jobless, which actually happened like a week ago. And so now I'm sitting here trusting God, trusting that this is going to work out, that something is going to come along that makes me realize this is why this happened. I'm holding on and I'm praying constantly. I feel like earlier this year has better equipped me to handle the struggles that I'll face in my life. I'm no longer mad or sad. I'm just trusting God and determined to believe and just know that He's looking out for me and that my mom is looking out for me. I saw this thing earlier that says, you're not broken, you're just incomplete. Life is a puzzle and God is putting the pieces together, but you can't see what He's doing because it's not finished yet. But one day you'll feel complete and you'll understand and everything will finally make sense. But until then, just laugh through the hard times and trust that you're gonna get through it. So within the past year, this ending statement is really what has been instilled into my life. Start where you are, and God will take you where you need to be.
Hey, what's up, guys? That was a powerful story by our good friend Kirby. Thank you for sharing, sister. I just want to take a moment and appreciate you guys for tuning in, listening to the podcast, also sharing it to friends, family, relatives. You know, I know all y'all got a group message, a thread going on. So share this with your friends if they haven't heard of Scriptures and Stories podcast, especially if it's impacting your life. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And I really just wanted to take a moment just to really celebrate what God's doing through this podcast. I know what I'm not some like spiritual master. I'm not this theologian or anything like that. I'm just a guy who takes serious the activity of God in our lives. And I want to encourage you with that. I want you to really leave here every single time encouraged. I want you to know God more, not just know of Him, but know Him and to really, you know, move into what He's calling you to do, which is be more like Himself. Get in the Word. Not only get in the Word, but be the Word. Become love to a dark and broken world that is desperate for encouragement, desperate for this God that only we can, you know, display and demonstrate.
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
We believe in the power of prayer, and we believe everyone should pray every day. In fact, we wanted to give a special shout out to the Pray.com app, the number one prayer app in the world, for sponsoring this episode. If you've ever wanted to learn to pray, hear stories from the Bible, or get inspirational audio content, download the Pray.com app. Take a quick listen to some of their high-quality faith-based audio.
Do you know the most epic stories of the Bible? New from the Pray.com app, Pray Biblical Sagas.
Jesus, the maker of heaven and earth and the conquering Lion of Judah, stood before His pursuers. He spoke with the voice of God, saying, I am He.
The most exciting way to learn the Bible in 1 year. All you need to do is download the Pray.com app in Android or Apple app stores. Download the Pray.com app and hear the Bible come to life today.
This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel in their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring today's podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotional thoughts, scripture, worship, and prayer. Sign up today and get the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox. Go to first15.org. That's first15.org. You can also start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast. You can sign up there in your favorite podcasting app. Now back to today's show.
As we go into this episode, I want to do something slightly different. I mean, it's pretty much similar to how we were doing episodes early off in the podcast. I just want to speak over your life. I really take serious anytime I have the opportunity to speak into your guys' life. It's a huge privilege that I don't take for granted. One big thing that God's been laying on my heart is that many of us are discouraged. You may be discouraged right now. And my question for you, does discouragement preach to you a false gospel? Does this discouragement cause you to forget that your future has already been written in the pages of God's love letter of his book? Do not forget that the battle has already been won. Satan has lost. He's been defeated. We are victors and not victims. We are the head and not the tail. God has a plan for you, and his purpose will prevail in your life. I don't know who you are right now listening, but he does, and he knows what you're going through. I don't understand how tough your life is right now, but God does. And let me just say this. What is it that is discouraging you right now? What are you facing right now? Is it the struggle with sin? Some of you are struggling with sin right now. Some of you have disloyalty of a friend, the rebellion of your children, the souring of a marriage. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe your church, you know, is really imperfect and things are going down quick for your church, and it's discouraging. Maybe it's the temptations that seem to be all around you all the time. Like you can't, you know, guard your eyes. Maybe it's lust. And maybe it's the injustice that lives in this fallen world are just terrible. You know, you see people that are going through terrible things right now, maybe walking through a suicide. I had a good buddy named Jared Wilson that took his life sadly, and it really hurt me. It hurt my family. I can only imagine what his precious wife and his family's going through, and also his church members, the people who were at his church, which are really good friends of mine. And it's just a tough thing to walk through, and many of us are going through it right now. And I don't know what else it may be. It may be pain and worry, a physical sickness. Maybe you know someone with cancer or struggling with diabetes. Maybe it's someone who just lost a job listening to me right now, or a hardship of old age. Maybe you're older and, you know, death is right around the corner. Maybe you had a death of a dream. Your dreams are in shambles right now. Things aren't working out the way you thought they would. Yes, 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 it is hard. It's hard to face all of these things. It is easy to lose your way. It's easy to lose your way. And it's tempting to wonder what God is doing. It's tempting to wonder that. If he cares or if he hears your prayers. It's hard to hold on to the promises of God, and it's hard to stay committed to good spiritual habits. I get it, guys. I relate to that 100%. I struggle all the time. You know, there's areas of my life I just have question marks all over my life at times. And it's hard not to give in to discouragement and to give way to the desire to quit and give up on this walk. But I'm telling you, you don't quit. You continue to go forward in what God is calling you to do. You continue to seek him with all of your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and your strength. In the face of discouragement doesn't mean God has turned his back to you. God said he will never leave you nor forsake you, and that he knows you. He knows you. There is one thing that we need to remember. One thing that we need to remember. And it captures my heart every time I read it. It's a powerful, powerful verse. Psalms 139 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance. Even when my mama didn't see it, his eyes, your eyes, God, saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. When there was none of them, you seen my days. That's so good, guys. It is vital to remember when troubled times come our way and discouragement begins to grip our heart that every single day of our life has been written in God's book. Every single one of the days in your life, if you're listening to me, if you're driving and you're headed to work right now, every single one of the days in your life has been written in God's book. Oh yeah, you know, somebody may not have tagged you on Facebook. You know, somebody may not have messaged you back. They may have minimized their message. But God said, I have written a message over your life long before the world began. Long before the world began, I knew you. I formed you in your mother's womb. When your mama didn't know you, when your daddy walked out on you, God says he knew you. None of those days and none of those things that you have faced or will face in those days are a surprise to God. Nothing that you'll face today is a surprise to God. He carefully authored every single piece of content that's written in your book. Every single thing that the enemy means for evil, God means for good. He's the author of your story. Every word, every syllable, every phrase, every sentence, every paragraph, every page has a purpose. If you look back to your yesterday, he controlled every twist and turn of the plot of your story. He introduced all the characters and determined all the locations that you ever walked in, every space, every place that you've been to, everywhere you're going, everywhere you're at right now, wherever you are right now, he knew, he ordained it right now. This moment that you're listening underneath the sound of my voice in your car driving, maybe you're laying down with your head on the pillow with your headphones in. He knew that you were going to be right there right now. Isn't that phenomenal, guys? That blows my mind. He knew that my big head would be in front of my Mac with my little microphone just speaking over your life, encouraging you right now. God knew that. Nothing will happen to you, people. Come on, brothers and sisters. Nothing will happen to you, beloved, that he has not written in his book. Nothing will ever happen to you that he has not written in his book. And he has already determined how your story will end. That's hopeful, my friend. He has already determined how your story will end. You see, beloved, I want to leave you with this. What discourages you doesn't surprise him at all because he authored it all with a glorious combination of wisdom and grace. Nothing is out of his control. Your savior is sovereign. So savor the moments with him. He knows what is best and will do what is best. This is the rest and courage that we can find in him in the midst of discouragement that shakes the resolve of our heart. God has a plan, and he knew it from the beginning. And he has a plan to finish out the good work that he started in you. So God's not done with you. Even when, I'm not going to sing, but y'all get what I mean, okay? Well, I love you guys. I thank you so much for listening into this episode this week. I'm extremely humbled and encouraged and also so expectant about what God's going to do through this podcast as we move forward together as a family. So make sure if you haven't yet, go ahead and share this on social media, Instagram. Hit us up in your stories. You can hit me up at HypeSir, or at Jesus Feed, and screenshot this episode so you can share with friends. And what we'll do is we'll share it to our story And also my personal story so we can get the word out there. And also tweet at me with this episode in mind and share what you think God has been doing through it. And also if he dropped a few bombs or nuggets on you today that you'll like to share. Like, I believe he's using this podcast because I'm hearing about it every single week, and I'm super encouraged by it and super grateful that he'll use a crazy kid like me to do his work, but also give you guys a platform. You may be listening now and you haven't been featured on here, like your story. I would love to feature your story on here. Make sure you email me or even text me at 678-667-6582. And if I don't get back to you ASAP, it's because I'm traveling, doing a few things a lot. October is going to be very busy for me. But what you can do, if I do not text you back on that number, shoot me an email at hypesirinspires, hypesirinspires@gmail.com. All right, love you guys so much. I hope you have a blessed day and God continues to bless you as you seek him. Love you. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.